Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing some Shin Lam Devav. Tonight, we are doing Se'ifim, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, and Ches. So this is page Kuf Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, again, Simon Shin Lam Devav. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh li zar mi lahashlich zroim b'makom yiridus k'shamim. Person should be careful not to throw seeds in an area where it's going to rain. Shesofon latzmiach, because ultimately it will start to grow. So even though you're not planting it, but if you're throwing it down on the ground where it's likely to rain, ultimately it might grow. Vim yashal chatar negolim, and if you're throwing it down for chickens, lo yashal chalik shir shiyachul babayom, oli omayim, only throw enough food that they could consume in a day or two. Vimu meaning so, because it normally would take longer than that for a seed to start taking root and to start being tzomeach, and therefore it's you're not throwing anything down that's ultimately going to grow. And if you're throwing these seeds down where people trample all over the place, where people walk, that's going to be mutter, because that ultimately is not going to grow at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph, B'makom Yiridas Geshamim, Ratzo Lomar, Shamakom Ulach Mipnei HaGeshem Sharagil Le'Ritsham. We're talking about where it's moist ground because it rains all the time. V'odin Sharmakom Slachin Ke'agavna. Meaning it's not about the rain that's going to come, it's about the fact that the ground is moist right now, and when you throw these zroim on the moist ground, so that will be tzomeach. Shesofon latzmiach pirush yizmachu machmas harikuch. The softness of it is going to cause it to be tzomeach. There are cultivars k'shnosim osim b'mayim, like any grain that you soak in water, because it'll come on sifir aleph. Oh, efshar debizman meruba yishtorish b'karko. Or alternatively, the possibility might be that over the course of time, it's going to start to take root in the ground. Oli omayim. So we said you can only throw down enough seed if you're feeding chickens to last a day or two. Because in a day or two, it's not going to have enough time to be tzomech. And it's certainly not going to take root in the ground. But if it's for more than 3 days, then it might start to actually sprout. Because then it could be you'll be chayv l'mafreya mishum zoreya, according to the opinion that it takes 3 days for something to start to sprout. So if I'm throwing down a seed that I know will ultimately sprout because it's going to survive for 3 days, that is a problem. This is all assuming you're throwing it all down at once, meaning you're feeding chickens, right? So if you throw down a little bit and it's enough for today, and then you throw down more, so then why are you throwing down that more? That's a hachana. That's a violation of hachana. So it has to be, you just have a whole bag of seeds and you empty the whole bag out and it's more than the chickens are going to need for the next couple of days. And that's why the only issue is one of zoreya and not one of hachana. Sifhei, asavim shalu al ozen hakli, milachs hakli. If you have moss that grows on the handle of a kli because of the moisture on the kli, chashuvim k'muchubar l'karka v'tol shen chayiv. That's considered to be muchubar l'karka. Even though it's not really attached to the ground, it's attached to the kli, and if you pull it off of the kli, you're chayiv. So says the Mishnah Berurah, milachs hakli kama shamatzi b'delish shavim bo tamid shegedelin bo kamin pitrios. It's like you find like these little mushrooms that grow on the bucket that you use all the time to draw water with, because there's so much moisture and it just grows from the moisture in the air. So chayiv mishum oker davar migidulo. You're chayiv for uprooting something from where it's growing to a toldas kotzer, which is a tolda of the melacha of kotzer, velo dami latzit sheinu nakuv, and this is not like a flower pot that does not have any hole in it. Atolish menu patur mishum dena mechuber bekarka olam, where if you detach something from that, you're patur because it's not attached to the ground at all. The shiny asam dein derech zriya sham, because that's different since it's not the derech to be zoreya over there. Mashein kein hacha de ikur gila and kein. This is how mushrooms grow. They don't grow attached to the ground, so this is the ikur way that they grow, and therefore when you detach it, it's being okadav migidulo. Vua din atolish kishus mihizmi vihigi. And similarly, if you detach kishus from hizmi and higi, pirish kotzim, types of thorns, afal bishagama kishus edim mechuberes karka, this must be some type of similar type of growth to like a mushroom growth, that it doesn't grow directly from the ground, it just grows in between the thorns. So even though it's not mechuber to the karka, afilu achi, chayv mishum okadav migidulo, this is where it grows, and therefore it's a violation of okadav Migidulo. Sivav, asavim shetchavan ba'afar mi ba'od yom, kadeshi ulachim. If you take grass that you that you stick into the dirt on Erev Shabbos in order that it should be moist, mutalechos ba'alim lotzion, you could lift it by the leaves that protrude out of the ground and take them out of the ground, v'hu shelo shrishu, as long as they haven't taken root in the ground, v'gam tzorach sheino rotzeh b'ashrosh asan, and you also have to, it has to be that you don't want it to take root in the ground, avalim niskavin lezriya aser, but if you have kavana, for the sake of zriya, you have kavana to plant it, then it's going to be aser, says the Mishra Brura, you stick them in the ground in order that they should be moist. We're talking about types of asavim that look nice or that smell nice, like flowers. And you fill a jug of moist dirt. So you stick the flowers into this moist dirt, into the flower pot. But you're not trying to plant it. You're not trying to grow anything. So you know that's not your intention over here. You're just trying to keep it moist. You're trying to keep your flowers fresh. So lechos ba'alim, you're allowed to pick up the leaves to pull it out. If you want to smell them. We don't require you to push the dirt out of the way in such a way that when you pull the flower out, that it's not going to move any of the dirt around it. Because you might think you have to do that because moving the dirt is muktza. Because even if some of the dirt moves, that's not a problem. Because you're not directly moving the dirt, you're doing it by moving the flower, the plant. And that's considered tiltul min atzad, and therefore that's mutter. You're also allowed to stick them back in if the hole didn't close up once you took them out. If the hole closed up, then you're not allowed to stick them in to create a new hole, because that's a violation of choresh, or bona, or something, whatever digging a hole is. Vushalo hishrishu, and that's only provided, that you're only allowed to pull them out, provided that they didn't take root, kagon kodem shloshiyamim, which means prior to 3 days of them being in the ground. Das bevaday lo hishrishu, because the minimum amount of time it takes for it to take root is 3 days. If it took root, then obviously you're not allowed to pull it out of the ground. That's okedav migidulo. Aval im v'chule, this is going on where we said, but if you're neskavin l'zriya, then it's going to be aser. Since it's in the ground, like anything else you would plant in the ground, v'gam neskavin l'zarim, and your intention was to plant it. So So that Rabbanan made a gzera that you might come to be to detach it from the ground even after it's taken root. So therefore, you cannot do it at all. See if Zayin also little shafilu me atzitz she'eno nakuv. You're not allowed to be tolish even from. You're not allowed to detach something even from a flower pot that doesn't have any hole in the bottom. So you have a house plant, right? So you're not allowed to pull off a leaf from a house plant on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah also little shvadin shasal hashkol says Rami Shabbatoch. You can have a house plant, you're not allowed to water it on Shabbos. If it actually has a hole in the bottom of the flower pot, not only is it usher to pull a leaf off, you'd be chayiv for doing so. Because that's actually being yonik from the karka olam through the hole. Because somehow the moisture of the karka impacts the plant when there's a hole in the bottom of the flower pot. Even if it's just a teeny tiny hole that the smallest root can fit through, and even if the hole is not on the bottom of the flower pot but on the side of the flower pot, because it still has the capacity to absorb that which is coming from the ground, and certainly if the hole is at the bottom of the flower pot where the roots are. Sivchas, otzitz, pirushchatzikat shazorim shamasavim, a flower pot, afilu eno nakuv, even if it does not have any hole in the bottom, yesh lizar militlo me'al gabe karkul anicho al gabe yisedos uibcha. Even if it's a flower pot that's fully closed at the bottom, you're not allowed to lift it off the ground and put it on a higher elevation, in a higher place, further from the ground. Whether it's made out of wood or whether it's made out of pottery, says the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu eno nakuv. The Gemara says, "Shchash tlisha midrabanim neshem naf mafsik yinikaso ma'at v'koshkin matzu nakav tzarchli zara b'zeh. Even that's considered to be that you're pulling it away from its yinika, even though it doesn't have a hole at the bottom. But certainly if it does have a hole at the bottom, then it's, at the bottom, then it's an even bigger problem. Al gabi yasedos. Even though you put it on a peg where there's nothing, there's no barrier between the bottom of the yotzitz and the karka, so you would think that you didn't really remove it from anything. All the more so if you put it on a table or something, or you put it somewhere on begadim where there is a barrier. And if you do this with an yotzitz nakuv, then it's a violation of tolish min Torah. Valken yesh lizor ma'od b'kli im isve vosem sharagel yos b'bayis. So if you have a vase that has flowers in it in your house, you can move it around on the table. You cannot pick it up off the ground and put it on a table, or take it off the table and put it on the ground. I would imagine that that's only when they had dirt floors. I would imagine with a tile floor that is less of a concern. Or the opposite, because it would be a violation of zoreya. I'm just seeing if he says anything about our floors. I don't see anything. Okay, so to review what we learned tonight, we said when you throw seeds onto the ground, you have to make sure that it will not stay there for 3 days, because otherwise you have to worry about the tzmicha or the ashrasha. And then we learned that if there's moss growing on the outside of a kli, it's a violation of okar dever migidulo to detach it from the kli. And then we said that if you have flowers that you stick into the dirt in order to keep them moist, that's fine as long as you don't have kavana to be zareya, and even if you leave it there for less than 3 days, having kavana to be zareya is problematic. And then we said you're not allowed to be tolish even from a natsitz she'eno nakuv and kal v'chomer and natsitz nakuv. Then we also said that even natsitz she'eno nakuv, you're not allowed to move its elevation from somewhere close to the ground to somewhere off of the ground, or vice versa, because of tolish, because of either tolish or noteya. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem on Sunday, I'm going to be at a chasana, so from somewhere at the chasana, we'll do Sifim Tes, Yud and Yud Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening.